I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Luck is a funny word.
Oh, yeah.
Because these people are lucky to be alive.
That's great.
But I'm sure they wish they hadn't gone through this horrifying experience.
Oh, jeez.
Because getting on the plane in the first place, pretty unlucky.
Yeah.
And yesterday, they got hit with a bit more luck. Because this nightmare they lived through is also going to pad their bank account.
Damn.
This money could do a lot to help out a bunch of these people's situations. But if you had a choice to go through it for this money...
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So by now, everyone is aware of that plane that flipped in Toronto landing.
Yeah,
right?
Come on, man.
Last week, Regional Delta Jet crashed, flipped upside down onto its roof while landing at Pearson Airport.
Yeah.
YYZ, as Rush fans would know.
Okay.
80 people on board, 18 folks injured. Thank God none of the injuries are life-threatening. Dang. The weirdest part of the story, Tommy, is how calm some of those passengers were when they were going through it.
Yeah.
There are multiple videos from passengers' cell phones after the plane crashed. They were filming themselves upside down in their seats.
Yeah.
And evacuating the plane.
Yeah, walking out through the door.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we always criticize like cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Those are one of those moments where it's remarkable. It's the only time you're going to ever have that point of view from an event like that, right? So another plane accident is not a great look for the airline industry.
No, a little rough.
Or the folks who run airlines, right, U.S. and Canada.
Yeah.
But yesterday, knowing that it looked bad for Delta, they got proactive.
What did they say?
The airline announced, Tommy, that every passenger that was on board would be getting, from Delta, a check for $30,000.
God damn.
30 grand.
30 G.
For being a part of that accident. And even more amazing, there are a lot of folks that are cynical that go, yeah, I'm not giving up my rights for 30 grand. The airline says this is money they are giving with no strings attached.
Okay.
They will not be signing over any rights.
Check.
Yes, they can sue for damages further if they want to.
Right.
Tommy, it feels like this is a way for Delta to look good during a bad situation and try to get people talking more about the $30,000.
A little goodwill.
Yeah,
well, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, they're not suing us for this. We're just giving it to you.
Exactly.
You know,
right. Exactly.
We're getting ahead of it.
Yes. Okay. So with that being said,
30
grand's a lot of money.
You ain't kidding.
All right. Think of all the things.
Good chunk of change. You didn't think you would be coming your way.
You got it. Even after the accident.
Take a nice trip.
Yeah. Yeah? On a boat?
Yeah. That would be the thing, because if that's the kind of thing you want to spend your money on, travel.
Who doesn't want to travel?
Your thoughts may have changed on that.
Okay. But like, even past the fun stuff you could do, think of all the personal problems you can solve.
Oh, sure.
Right? Like financially.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Go ahead.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You're about to board a flight here in Rochester at the airport, and they pull you aside and they go, listen, this flight is going to end up on its roof. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah.
This flight will end up on its roof. We don't know how it's going to happen. We don't know how bad it is going to be. But
right now,
if you get on this plane, I am going to hand you a check for $30,000.
But it's going to happen.
It's no doubt in my mind,
right?
It is a statistical certainty.
100%.
This plane will end up on its roof. If you make it through, that is your money.
Mm-hmm.
You can book a different flight right now. It won't cost you any more. That'll have the same normal risk as any other plane in the world. But this situation, roof, $30,000. Tommy, would you take that?
Can I go back to the bar first?
So you...
Because I may need a couple of more belts.
I don't think that would help.
Well, it would help me.
Okay.
Just to get on the plane.
No, you got
to
get on right now.
No. Not
you win $30,000?
Because think about this. Hey, even these people, they all survived. A few of them did have some pretty bad injuries. All of them are going to have nightmares for the rest of your life. So if you're a young person, that could be 60 years of no sleep.
Okay.
Because how could that not be a nightmare forever?
Look, I get it. I'm not saying what they lived through was an easy thing to live through.
But you got to think about that long term.
All right. But I'm saying, man, they're going to cut you. What? You've never had $30,000 at once in your life.
No, and I have nightmares, so true.
Think of all the tracksuits you could buy with $30,000 from Amsterdam. Five of them. Kimmy?
Yeah.
They pull you aside. This plane will land on its roof. We don't know how. $30,000, would you take it?
I'm changing my flight. I can't think of
90%
anything.
90% chance of survival.
I can't think of anything scarier. So, I know. I couldn't do it. I could not do it.
Okay.
You know what's so scary about that particular one?
What's that?
Is that it looked like a normal flight right till the end.
Till the end. You thought you were good. Like that plane's about to touch the ground, and that's where it all went wrong.
Because sometimes people clap at the end when you're landing. Oh, too soon, man.
Now, by the way, I know people get annoyed by the clapping. Based on everything that's been going on the last 3 weeks, I think it's now appropriate to clap for the pilot.
Maybe cheer.
Yeah. Yes, we did it!
Root them on.
You know,
final approach.
But to your point, like when I'm within visual distance.
Yeah, like when they say, we're in final descent coming in.
When I see the landing strip, I feel comfortable.
Right, we're here.
Like when we touch the ground,
we're cool.
I'm good to go.
But that's what this was.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Now I'm not going to feel that way anymore.
No. Ew.
I can't believe you both said no to $30,000.
Well, I'm not saying no to $30,000.
No, you are, because they're going to give you $30,000.
No, but I'm a huge wuss.
But again, and I don't know if I could, it would ruin that way of traveling for me.
Yeah, that's the thing. I like flying. Like. So, that's out.
Okay.
Because I could not be in another plane.
Yeah, but how many flights you got left in you at your age? You're already wearing tracksuits, for God's sakes. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The passengers on the Delta flight that landed upside down in Toronto, all 80 passengers, 76 passengers, 4 crew members, they were safe. There are some people that are banged up bad, but they're getting, no strings attached, $30,000 each from Delta. And we had asked Tommy and Kimmy. You get pulled aside before you get on the plane. We don't know how. They tell you, listen, the plane's going to end up on its roof.
Yeah.
That's how this plane is going to end.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to cut you a check right now for $30,000 if you get on this plane. If you make it through, that's your money. 90% chance of survival. Right. Somehow we know that. 90% chance. Would you take that money? Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
I love these hypotheticals. The irrational side of me is saying, I'm not touching this with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, Mr. Dark Cloud?
Yeah. I already don't like to fly anyway, and this just scares the bejesus out of me. But the rational part of me is saying, air travel is pretty damn safe. So if I'm going to crash, and I'm going to have potentially $30,000 at the end of this, the likelihood that I'll ever be in another air disaster in my life is next to zero.
Ooh,
so give me the money.
So you take it.
I probably would, yeah.
And get on that plane and go.
And still feel comfortable afterwards.
Listen, this is a ridiculous hypothetical. I'm playing along. Again, you have to be rational about this, right? Because the odds, how many people do you know have been in an air crash?
Two.
You do not know two people that have been in a crash.
So, yeah, because, one was an interview, and the other one was my aunt.
Oh, I forgot your aunt was in a plane crash.
Yeah, she belly landed into San Francisco.
And that was without the plane. All right. Jeremy, I hadn't considered that. Look, because you guys said you would be scared to fly again, which, you're right. But if you look at it statistically.
Yeah, you're right.
The nightmare.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't even know what that feels like to do that. Like, what that physically does to your body and how that will stay with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but I think there's also a difference. Jeremy, I don't mean to speak for you here. Depending on where you are financially, that $30,000, you're out. You could be potentially out of debt. That's a new car. That's a down payment on a house. That is life-changing money, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. If somebody handed me $30,000 today, my life would change. Absolutely.
All right,
and nightmares, Tommy, who cares? People are going to have enough nightmares looking at you in this stupid gray tracksuit. You look like Mickey from Rocky, just worse.
Wasn't he cool, though?
Make this show better. Check it around. All right, Dex. See ya.
Bye, Jeremy. Have a good rest of the day. Here's the thing. I hate to fly. You know I hate to fly. I'd take that $30,000.
Yeah, because you'd just like to be off of flying anyway.
Well, no. It's the money more than anything.
All right.
You know what's funny? And I don't mean it because you guys know my history with flying.
Yeah.
I hate it. How I would talk my way through when I would get on planes is, statistically, everything's fine.
Yeah.
And this stewardess flies every day. The steward flies every day. And
It's just her job.
With all of what's going on in the news now, man, I don't think I'd be able to talk myself into that now on a plane.
So you don't think you can fly right now?
I don't. I know I can't fly right now.
Oh.
In fact, my wife and I were talking about...
she flies a ton.
Yeah, I've asked her to stop. Legit.
Yeah, but she's a doctor and she's like a go-getter.
Yeah, she's not a doctor. She's a doctor with borders right now, so she doesn't have to go anywhere. Like, hey, if it's drivable, go. Yeah. I don't want you to fly.
Like, my wife flies next week, and she's not a great flyer. So I know, like, this is in the back of her head. But I'm like, go, have fun. No, it's not going to happen.
Go. Hey, if they offer you $30,000, take it. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Paula. Hey, Paula, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
I would not take the $30,000, and I kind of wonder how they came up with that number. Why not 25 or 50?
I mean, it's a good question. I'm sure, look, if there's one thing that airlines do, it's statistics very well.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's a reason why, Paula, they landed on $30,000.
Up to that.
Well, I wouldn't take it. I would call William Bitar first.
Okay, but if we...
He don't want to talk to you.
Hurt the plane? Well, it doesn't rhyme, so don't call him. Yeah. No, Paula, let me ask you. In the hypothetical situation we have, this is before the plane, right? Yeah. They pull you aside. Paula, this plane is going to end up on its roof. We don't know how. If you survive, this check for $30,000 is yours. Would you take that deal?
No.
No, you're out. Okay.
She's not a flyer.
Well, there goes poor Paula without $30,000. Thanks for the call, Paula. Have a good rest of the day. Can I say?
Yeah.
I love Paula. Mm-hmm. She's very sweet. Yeah. Always makes me smile. This isn't a trick. You don't have to do like the trick thing where it's like, well, here's how I get more money. No, it's a thought exercise, man.
Yeah.
How much are you willing to risk your future and your health for money?
Mm-hmm.
Just get yourself out of debt.
Why not $50,000?
All right, let me ask you this.
All right.
So, you know, we're all comfortable making this decision for ourselves.
Yes.
Yes or no. We had one more wrinkle.
Right.
They pull you aside.
Yeah.
And they go, listen, you are going to be the representative for your family.
Oh, okay. So my wife and I?
Your wife and I. No, you've talked about how your wife is a coupon clipper.
Oh, yeah.
How she's always looking for deals.
Sure.
Right? She'll go and return a $5 item because she doesn't like it anymore. You and your wife.
Yep.
$60,000. It's going to land on its roof. You cannot consult with her.
Yeah.
You are the one that has to make the
pull
decision.
The trigger.
You got it. You are the yes
so
or no.
We're both going on this trip.
But you're
going
to end up on your seal, on the roof. And 90% chance of survival. She does not know what's coming. You're also not allowed to prepare her for it.
All
right. She will find out after that you said yes. What do you do?
I don't. I can't because as soon as she finds out, we're divorced.
60! Yeah.
And then she's going to take the 60 in a settlement.
No, well, you get your 30.
There's no way you
keep
it.
No, they say we have a lawyer here. We figured it out. You get to keep your $30,000. Wait. You think your wife would be more upset that you ended up upside down than you
I
passed
knew this
on $60,000?
Yes, because like she, if any wife is divorcing your ass, any wife
$60,000.
And if any wife out there doesn't divorce you, she is some money grubbing woman.
No, that's it. $60,000.
Yeah,
I 60 understand.
Grand to put our lives at risk.
Okay, 90% of it.
And I didn't
10%
tell you.
But you can't. It's part of the deal.
Right.
Part of the deal.
It's like infidelity. It's like air infidelity.
She's
going to turn into Paula. Why not $50,000?
Yeah.
No, you got 60, Kimmy.
No, I'm saying
I know. I get you. Right. Would you make that decision for your husband? You wouldn't say yes?
No.
He wouldn't be upset about $60,000?
I think he'd be happy not being flipped over in a plane.
That's a big boy to flip.
By the way, his head touches the ceiling. He's not even going to feel it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? He's tall enough.
He's going to be held in place.
252 WCMF will take one more call. Again, $30,000 payment. No strings attached, yeah. According to Delta, to everybody that was on that plane that landed on its roof in Toronto late last week. You get pulled aside, boarding a plane. They say this plane will land on its roof. We just know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
We don't know how it's going to get there. There is a 90% chance you will survive. And if you get on this plane right now, we'll give you $30,000. If you don't want to do it, no problem. We'll put you on another flight, no extra cost. But a $30,000 check, they're handing it to you.
Bam.
Do you take that flight? Joe's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Not bad. How you doing?
Good, man.
Well, I got one thing to say, that $30,000 is probably going to be about 22.
I knew he was going to do the taxes.
You're going to do the taxes? What a dick.
Taxing Joe. Taxing Joe.
Got to include that.
Okay.
Got to include that.
You probably can't even get a decent mid-sized car. So I don't think it's really worth it.
Okay, Joe, what would the... I hate Joe. Mm-hmm. Joe, what? How much money would it...
He's already car shopping. He doesn't even have it yet.
How much money would it have to be for you to get on that plane, Joe?
Well, I was supposed to be on a plane in about a month, but I had to cancel for other reasons.
Okay. That has nothing.
Would you come down with a case of the sissies?
No.
Now we're going to get the story stupid. No, don't care.
Don't ask.
Joe, that does not factor into this at all. How much would you have to get on a plane that will land upside down with a 90% chance of survival?
Probably 100.
Oh, my God.
They ain't paying your boring ass $100,000, Joe.
But Joe, after the taxes, that's only like $80,000. Not even worth it.
You can only buy a nice pickup truck. Can't even afford a boat.
We'll have to go with $1 million then, because the airlines make billions a year.
So, yeah, take that. But what a bunch of those.
And then they lose your luggage.
Oh my God, Joe! Thanks for the call. All right, I hate everybody.
I was waiting for Tax Guy. Tax Guy shows up every time we do these.
I love how it's a magical scenario.
You could buy a decent mid-sized car with that.
But can we walk through this with me? It's a magical scenario where the pilot and staff can kind of see the future.
Yes.
They're paying you $30,000 up front. And he goes, what about the taxes?
I was also waiting for, is that American or Canadian not money?
Oh, didn't think about that.
Hey, if I find a genie, a lamp, and I rub it and a genie comes out, and I ask for $1 million, do I got to pay taxes on that? You dumbass!
Your genie account will show up.
Let's take a break.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
This is why we can never have nice things, guys.
What happened?
Well, there's a reason Wegmans decided to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not the only grocery store pulling this move. Now, here's the thing. Wegmans has not come out and said the real reason.
Yeah.
But the fact that the limit is so high is proving something I theorized last week.
Would you?
Well, look, before I get to I told you so.
Yeah.
We are all ridiculous. And some folks must be seeing a business opportunity that would make them bad people. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Not breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
The price of eggs continues to go up.
Sorry.
Right now. At Wegmans,
eggs
are about $5.45 a dozen.
Mm.
That's about 50 cents a egg.
A egg.
I need a egg, and I got $1, so give me 50 cents back. So we told you last week how some other grocery stores were limiting how many eggs customers could buy to ensure that everyone was able to get eggs during the bird flu shortage. Trader Joe's was one of them. Whole Foods was one of them. But Wegmans and Tops had been holding out. A story from Finger Lakes One says that Wegmans is now jumping on the product limit train.
So what's their deal?
Wegmans is now limiting customers to 10 egg cartons per purchase.
Wait, that's a ton.
10? It is, isn't it? It is a lot.
That's a stack of...
It's a lot of
who
eggs.
Who buys 10 cartons of eggs?
Like cartons, like the dozen
I would
eggs?
Assume it does.
It's a carton, Yeah,
well, I know they have like the bigger sizes.
I don't know. I don't have that information, Kimmy, but it says 10 cartons per customer.
So what do you think the angle is?
Well, here's the thing. I understand. I'm with you. No one is normally buying 10 eggs.
That's not really a limit.
Okay. But Wegmans felt the need to do this for a reason.
Mm.
Now, last week, I told you guys that it was a matter of time before one of two things happened.
Yeah.
One, people would start hoarding eggs, thinking in the coming weeks they would not be available at all.
Okay.
Which is a weird thing to do.
The weird thing to hoard.
Well, I mean,
it's
look.
It's a rotten hoard.
You've got 3 to 5 weeks to eat them. In the fridge.
Depends, yeah.
Yeah, right? So they would have to be in the fridge the whole time. Who has room for 120 eggs in their fridge?
Yes.
That would be a hard thing to do.
Mm.
I theorized last week, and both of you laughed in my face.
What'd you theorize?
That we would see people, due to the continually rising price of eggs, start to try and do a little business.
Oh, flip that egg?
You got it. Use them as commodities.
That egg.
The idea being, if I buy those eggs this week at $5 a dozen,
mm-hmm.
and in 2 weeks they go up to $7 a dozen.
You're making money, buddy.
Yes, I can flip them for a profit.
Except how much money are you making, man?
It would be $2 a carton.
That's nothing.
Well, I mean, if you're buying 20 cartons at a time.
Yeah, what a caper.
Who's selling them to?
People looking for eggs.
You'd have to your point, you would have to store them somewhere.
Look, I agree. It's ridiculous. Right. But the fact of the matter is this.
Mm.
With Wegmans limiting them now to 10 cartons per customer, you cannot tell me that people in Wegmans weren't doing one of these two things. Because if they didn't, the number wouldn't be 10. You have people walking in buying over 10 cartons of eggs.
Yeah. Loading up a shopping cart of eggs.
The only other explanation would be that local restaurants are having a hard time getting them from their suppliers, so they're going to grocery stores.
Well, they almost have to, right?
That's what I was thinking. And, like, there's a lot of home bakers that aren't like a big enough business to have, like, these mass orders, but when they do have to, you know, cater something or bake for somebody.
I got to get my cupcakes out.
Maybe they are loading up at, like, a Wegmans or Tops.
The home baker, I would listen to that argument, but there aren't enough of those people doing it, making money, where I think Wegmans would have to step in. And when it comes to the restaurants, you'd be spending so much on the eggs, buying them retail, it wouldn't even be worth selling eggs in your restaurant
anymore.
But
I wonder if it doesn't really, but at least I got eggs where my wholesale guy is out.
Okay, but you paying $15 for an omelet?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Bro, I'm telling you, this is what it has to be.
Okay, so you think people are turning this into a cottage flip that egg business?
Either flip that egg or I'm going to hoard these eggs to make sure if we don't have eggs next week
that
I
got eggs.
I have enough eggs. Man,
what kind of egg Jones you got to have? What kind of fat ass cholesterol busted butt is holding on to them eggs?
Bro, we've talked about several times that eggs go in everything. So if you are someone who does make food at home, you would need eggs.
How many times? Your wife cooks a lot.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
How many egg recipes you got?
Well, I mean, we go through about a dozen eggs a week.
But that's just normal egg eating.
Yeah, but there's only four of us. Yeah. No, and I'm saying, look, yeah, she'll, like, make an egg for the kids for breakfast every once in a while, but she does use the rest of the eggs cooking.
Like, I think the last time I had to crack an egg to make a lunch or a dinner.
But you only eat, like, raw vegetables.
Yeah, none of them require eggs.
You're a hamster. In fact, you look like the hamster today from those old Kia commercials where they were wearing the tracksuits dancing around. Yeah. Right? And party rockets in the house tonight. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Johnny. Johnny, how are you, buddy?
Johnny Eggs.
Morning. Good morning, guys.
Hey, John, how are you?
Johnny full of eggs.
How about these small convenience stores that go there shopping to buy their stuff to stock their own shelves? That could be why they're limiting them to 10.
Okay. Big egg.
I mean, I is that prominent enough?
Yeah, because you could buy Lucy's there, Lucy eggs.
No, you know, you're making a joke. In New York City, they're selling Lucy eggs now out of plastic bags. I'm not making that up.
This is the saddest score ever.
There is a legitimate store. Right. You can go find it yourself. You could buy Lucy's.
All right.
I mean, John.
They charge more for the hard-boiled ones, though.
I mean, John, would there be enough of those small-time convenience stores doing it where an entire franchise grocery store would have to limit 10 eggs per customer?
Well, look how many of those small convenience stores are on every corner.
Yeah, but you're assuming every single one of them is going to Wegmans and buying out the eggs.
I thought they went to, like, the bigger box, like, discount stores.
Yeah, they go to, like, BJ's or Costco.
I mean, John,
I've seen them loaded up their shopping carts at Tops and Wegmans.
You seen it, bro?
Yeah, you've seen them. That's why it's weird. When you go into the convenience store, you get Wegmans eggs. It says Wegmans on the carton, John.
Right.
All right.
They don't care.
All right,
as long as they're getting paid.
John, thanks for the call, buddy.
It's all about making that egg money.
I got a headache from the last three calls we've taken. You know what the most frustrating part of this is?
What is that?
As we talk about Wegmans, they are now limiting customers to 10 cartons of eggs per purchase. Mm. And I said last week, you're going to start seeing people either hoard eggs or start buying eggs, assuming the price will go up and try and flip them. And you guys laughed at me, and here we are. It only takes one idiot to set all of this off.
Oh, yeah. A run.
Yeah, no. I don't think it takes many people. One or two that load up, take advantage, and like, oh crap.
We saw it with the toilet paper.
Yes,
man.
Exactly.
So it's the people that ruin it for everybody.
And you're nailing it. Like, and it's a weird part of the human condition because if you're in the egg aisle at Wegmans and you see someone out of nowhere buy 10 cartons of eggs,
what do they know that I don't?
Bingo. Something in your brain goes off.
Yeah.
Right? So in that moment, you feel the need to buy more than you normally would. And maybe you're not buying 10, but you're not buying what you need. You're buying more than
you
need.
Yeah, you might double up.
You got it. And then someone else sees you doing that.
They triple up.
And someone, that goes off in their head, and it's like a Calgon commercial. They tell two friends, and they tell two friends.
Kimmy has never used that product.
And then an hour later, somebody that did not see you guys hoarding eggs comes by.
Mm-hmm.
They got slim pickings for their eggs. And the next time they go to Wegmans, they're buying more than they need. And we go down this slippery slope until every store in America, everyone's buying more than what they need. When, by the way, that item also costs more than what we normally pay.
Yeah.
Right? So you're not only buying more than you need, you're spending more on that item than you normally would. And then those eggs go in people's fridges, and they don't use them.
And they rot.
And they rot.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having people being able to get their hands on them that would actually use those eggs. It is the weirdest thing we do.
But we do it all the time.
But it's human beings.
Yeah. Any type of
panic,
weather event, or, you know, like news story that says there's potential to run out briefly. It's immediate. People run to the store.
Remember the sriracha we were running out of?
Yeah, well, no, we didn't run out. It was gone.
And yeah, but it really wasn't gone very long, though.
Well, no, because the new Sriracha came out. It's a new formula. You know that, right?
But everybody was loading up on that, too.
Well, yeah.
Because like, those shelves got wiped out immediately.
How fast do you go through Sriracha?
I need hot sauce.
It's become very popular.
And by the way, no, there's like know, a jillion a hot sauces.
In, there's a lot in that bottle.
Okay, it's not the same as Sriracha.
I know, but it'll get your tongue
out. Nah, it's not the same. What about Sriracha sprouts, Kimmy? You use a lot of that making Sriracha sprouts. You put Sriracha sprouts in everything.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
I have no idea what
sprouts? And you mix them in sriracha.
Wait, you talking about like the
bean sprouts?
I don't like sprouts.
I mix them in sriracha and I put them in salads. It's really good.
Wait, you make fun of my fennel and you're putting sriracha on sprouts?
Yeah, sriracha sprouts, man, good.
Oh yeah, the sriracha sprouts. Oh.
They're delicious.
A lot of guys do it.
There are a lot of people that use sriracha sprouts. I don't know why you're criticizing
Never
me.
Never heard of
Have
it.
You tried it? You love it.
I love sriracha.
Okay, and you love sprouts.
I love sprouts.
So then try sriracha sprouts.
No, I'm not.
Good.
Just on principle.
Good. That's good because you don't deserve to try sriracha sprouts.
I hear they're running out.
They really?
Yeah, you make it down there.
No, but like, think about it.
What?
When you walk through the logic of that, I am going to waste so other people can't have any.
That's
what it
America.
Comes down to. Oh, shut up. I hate when you do this.
No, is that America? We're all about ourselves.
John Mellencamp. Hey, Dad, America.
Full of eggs. Little green eggs.
252-WCMF. After we told you last week that Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, other grocery stores were limiting how many eggs people could buy per purchase. Wegmans has now jumped on that train, but their number is 10. You're only allowed to buy 10 cartons of eggs every time you go to Wegmans, which is an insane amount.
Which means you could go outside and go back in and get another 10 cases of eggs.
Yeah, you walk out with 20, 30 cartons if you wanted to.
You know what I always wonder, too, especially when it comes to the food products, whenever we see those get cleared off the shelves, like, you would feel like you'd have to use it more, having that much of it stocked up. I'd get sick of that food because now I'm finding ways to use it in everything before it goes bad, and now I don't even want it anymore.
No, I think it goes the opposite way.
Really?
Well, okay, so let's use COVID as an example again. Yeah. It's always the toilet paper because that was the one that everyone went
through. Right.
When I managed to get my hands on like a big thing of toilet paper, I found myself using less toilet paper because every time I saw
you wanted to stretch it.
Yes, every time I saw how much we had, it reminded me of I may not be able to get my hands on this much again.
So you had a light wipe.
Exactly.
Do you think that applies to something you're eating?
Yes, I think it's a mentality thing. And that's why these things will go bad before people use all of them.
But I think we're all guilty of it because we all have something we can't live without.
Okay.
And I think, like, everybody, if there was a shortage of it, you'd be down there immediately trying to score it.
Yeah.
But for me, it's coffee.
Okay.
Like, if they told me there was going to be a massive coffee shortage,
I'm
loading up because I have to have it in the morning. Totally addicted to caffeine.
I understand. But coffee doesn't go bad.
No, but I'd be hoarding.
Understood.
But I'd be loading up.
I guess the difference is because you did the same thing with, like, toilet paper and paper towels where you loaded up, and even after COVID had, you know, passed on, you had stuff in your basement.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad, but it's not as bad.
As a perishable item.
Yes, exactly, because you're just going to throw that out.
Yeah.
It's just because you can't do anything with a rotten egg.
No.
You know what I mean?
Unless you don't like your neighbors.
So we are now at the point where it's time to start looking at what can replace eggs. Not in like an omelet, because that needs to be an egg.
For breakfast?
For baking and things.
Oh.
Like, if you want to bake something and you need an egg and you can't get your hand on an egg, there are substitutes you can use.
Yeah. But are they raggedy?
Well, I'll let you decide. If you want to bake something and don't have an egg, you can you can whisk 1 teaspoon of veggie oil, 2 tablespoons of water, and 2 teaspoons of baking soda. According to chefs, that will work as an egg instead of having an egg.
Those are just, all right.
And folks who do it say you can't notice a difference.
All right. Well, that's good.
So you got that.
Right.
Also, did you know?
What's that?
In place of an egg, you can use aquafaba.
I don't know what that is.
You actually do. You just don't know what's called it.
Aquafaba.
Aquafaba is the water you get when you drain a can of chickpeas.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I do that.
Aquafaba.
So what do I do? So that could be like. So do you can pour, well, but won't
that makes
taste
sense.
Weird?
No, there are places that specialize, like bakeries that specialize in like dairy-free or, it's dairy-free
products. Yeah,
maybe dairy-free, products.
Yeah, vegan so stuff.
I would think that they've found plenty of alternatives for that, for
all
eggs.
Right,
so
right,
I don't know how common the aquafaba thing is, and if anyone's used the 252-WCMF, can you tell the difference? Because I've never tried this, at least I don't think so.
Mm, well, you never needed to.
I was reading about it last night. The chefs that use it say you can't tell a difference in the taste,
but
when you drain your can of chickpeas, chefs say you can whip the liquid until it's
foamy.
So that
brine that comes out.
Yeah. Just like a regular egg white, and then you can bake with it. 3 tablespoons of aquafaba, the water from chickpeas, equals 1 egg.
Damn. Hmm. Okay.
And it does kind of feel like we're in the Depression now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you're trying to find things to stretch the meal so you made sure you had enough?
Yeah.
What was it? Liberty Steak? It was just meatloaf?
Yeah, it was pretty disgusting.
kind of always wanted to try it.
Well, I'm surprised you did, because you were poor.
We had chipped beef on toast.
And you also had hamburger helper, no hamburger.
Well, yeah, I don't know why
you just had like helper.
Yeah. Everyone needs a little helper every once in a while.
Have you ever found an alternative that you ended up liking better than the real thing? Because I'm sure like it happens when people go on like special diets and stuff. Like they end up actually liking
like a that sugar thing substitute that they replaced or something like that.
Good question. I mean, like, I think it all comes down to, okay, like chipped beef on toast, for example.
Yeah.
That's not a food that a lot of people like.
No, it's not healthy either.
No, it's not. But I had it so much as a kid. I really like chipped beef on toast.
If you grew up on something.
But that could be your breakfast, you're saying?
If somebody were to offer me any meal chipped beef on toast, I would take it in a second. So I guess, Kimmy, if you have something enough, it becomes something you enjoy, I think.
Okay.
No?
I love Spam.
Okay. And that's cheap, and it's not good for you.
Oh. But fried Spam? Mm. Oh, my God, delicious.
I think that's a bad one because that's actually good.
But when you look at it, the can don't look so good.
Sure.
Because you know there's some rectum in there.
There's not rectum in Spam. We've talked about this.
Bro.
What?
They use a whole animal.
No, they don't.
Ass to the nose.
Let's take a break.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
It just won't stop.
What happened?
And it's not even like the pleasant kind that we're normally used to.
Yeah, yeah.
And what makes this even more weird is the last couple of seasons, the way things have gone,
yeah,
we don't even know what to expect anymore.
We had it good.
We had it all. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So as we speak, Rochester, New York is under another winter weather advisory.
Another grip.
So we've been under three separate winter weather advisories since last Friday. Now this one, it's counties, it's Monroe and surrounding counties. It's going to be, I guess, going until 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. They say, depending on where you are, the potential for 4 to 7 inches of snow. But again, it doesn't necessarily going to mean you're going to get it. We'll see what happens. So I can't remember the last time we had brutal winter weather. So brutal for so long.
Right.
Because we're going on 2.5 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been non-stop.
But the whole winter season, we've had snow on the ground.
Well, it came late. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was all kind of packed into 1 month, like a month and a half time. Like, I can't remember the last time there was this much snow on the ground.
Well, didn't we go all of November without traceable snowfall in Rochester?
Then we got kicked in the sack.
Yes, and we've been getting kicked in the sack over and over and over again. Since we didn't get any snow in November.
But we've had snow since Christmas, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not even like the fun, like 25 degree, 30 degree snow.
No.
Like these temperatures have been unbelievable.
Well, the chill, the wind chill.
Yeah. And the last 2 weeks specifically, not only have we been getting the snow, we also got the ice, and it's been a cold that is frigid. And there hasn't been a day where it hit like 42 like it will sometimes.
No.
Gives you a chance to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add on top of that the salt shortage that towns around here are dealing with, which makes the roads even harder to handle.
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
But at least you don't have to go out for eggs. They're out.
Well, yeah, you got your aquafaba at home.
It's misery.
It is misery. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think what makes it so frustrating this year is we're at a point now where we don't know what to expect from winter anymore.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because remember early in the season, like the early fall, we were playing the do you hire your normal plow service game? Because we were like, well, there really wasn't a need for it the year before. Actually,
the last few years.
Plow roulette.
Yep. So I'm sure that there were a lot of people that said, meh, probably fine this year. Let's cancel it and just do our own shoveling.
Mm-hmm. She's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Right? And I mean, like, there was for a long time an ebb and flow to winters in Rochester.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you were going to get a little bit of snow in October. Things were going to kick up in November. You were going to have snow from, you know, week before Christmas all the way into January. There would be some melting in between there. And by the time Easter came, you could play a cold game of driveway basketball with a wet ball if you wanted to.
Yeah.
What am I to expect now? What are we to expect now, Thomas?
Because next year, like you said, You could be golfing this time of the year.
Yeah. I mean, it's
and
I guess,
it's happened.
I guess it's not out of the question that 3 weeks from now there could be people out
golfing. It could golf, break.
Right?
Yeah. It could break.
All of a sudden it's 50 degrees again and we ride that out until we get to March, April.
I was going to say, I feel like St. Paddy's Day is always the tell of how bad the winter was.
Good call.
You know, because all of a sudden you'll get like this random 70 degree day that seems to kick off spring, or it's freezing temperatures. You're standing out in the cold in like 10 layers of clothes.
I didn't even think about that. Last year was gorgeous.
Does that mean St. Patty?
Yeah. Does that mean we're going to get like a 20 degree rainy St. Patty's?
You could have a drab ass St. Patty's.
Damn it.
What kind of goes with that holiday?
Shut up, tracksuit.
You got a green one? Ready to go?
They do have a green in this one.
Yeah, but he'd look more like a German soldier than he would someone celebrating St. Patrick's Day. 252 WCMF, we are once again under another winter weather advisory. If I'm not mistaken, we have had three separate winter weather advisories just this week.
In less than 7 days.
Yes. And they've been all different, by the way. It was frigid temperatures. It was ice storm. And now this one is potential for 4 to 7 inches of snow, depending on where you are in Monroe and surrounding counties. So, all right, do we just prepare to bundle up for the rest of winter?
You got to, right? I mean, that's the only, what else can you do? I mean, you're not going to break out any of your summer stuff.
No, I understand. Yeah.
Or even your spring stuff.
There are also subtle changes to your wardrobe based on what time of winter it is. Because I got my sneaker boots on.
Yeah.
But I like wearing my sneakers. I haven't been able to wear sneakers in 2 weeks.
Oh, poor thing.
No, I'm just saying. What's the price?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I still got my long johns on.
Wait, you have long johns on under a tracksuit?
Yeah.
Did you wear those sneakers in, or did you change your shoes?
No, you wore them.
No,
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I bet this on.
Okay. If you have not yet gotten our live stream, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and
Twitter. It covers up my ankle bracelet.
The break room.
I got problems.
On WCMF. If you want to check it out. Tommy is wearing a tracksuit that he purchased from Amsterdam.
Yeah.
An imported tracksuit. And now that we're having this discussion, I realize something.
What?
You are a man who overly prepares for the cold.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've
seen him come in and leave.
Yeah, I do wrap up pretty good. Kimmy wanted to know if I wore that stuff into Wegmans.
Yeah, valid question. You had a full head wrap on.
Yes. Yeah. Balaclava, is that what they call it?
Baklava.
No, baklava is the dessert.
Oh, yeah.
I said that
and
I got made fun of.
Yep, yeah, it's 60
a
hair.
Yeah. But you come in with boots, all this stuff. You love this outfit so much.
Yeah, but I'm a...
You risked your good sneakers in the snow.
And his comfort from car to door because you think you look so good in this Gorbachev-era tracksuit that all the other stuff would ruin it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is even more pathetic than we thought it was this morning. What is wrong with you?
Well,
can I also suggest something else for the outfit while we're on the topic?
What?
Get a
lighter?
Get real sneakers. Like, it wouldn't be as jarring if you were wearing, like, a pair of Nike or Adidas sneakers.
So I have a pair of nice sneakers, but I don't wear them outside. I only wear them in the house.
Who makes them?
Brooks.
No, Kate, those
aren't.
No, those
are in the house. You have house sneakers?
Well, yeah, I don't want to get them all schmutzed up. I would, but right now, I don't want to wear them out right now because the roads are terrible.
All right.
Bro, if you just wore a standard pair of sneakers.
I got sneakers.
No. Like, ones that you can go to, like, Dick's or, like, famous footwear
and buy. I've never even seen sneakers like
that in a store. Why can't I wear these to a store? They're driving.
No, I'm just saying, like, the outfit would be less jarring, I think, if it looked like you were going to do something athletic.
Well, I'm going to drive.
You look like you're about to go.
The heels for driving.
You're about to go fencing.
Those guys are pretty cool.
No, they're not. All right, so I guess the moral
I was
of the story.
Poking your mom last night pretty good.
Wow, that was a good one. Way to come at me with that one.
With my poker.
The moral of the story.
Poke.
Prepare yourself for cold, potential snow. And don't wear nurse's shoes with a tracksuit. Let's take a break.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.